Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I am Claudette Levi Farnham, history graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus. During the 1800s, Suttle Street Bridgetown was a thriving section of the city where a number of the who's who of Bridgetown society owned property and occupied that community. However, that would change. On this day, January 24, 1951, the Barbados Advocate carried a story on the area describing the dismal conditions there in that year. Suttle Street, or Settle Street as it was sometimes called, was originally a part of Backchurch Street. In his book, Bridgetown, Barbados, A Walking Tour, Maurice Greenidge refers to that neighborhood as the upper crust residential Suttle Street. He noted that because the area had escaped the early devastating city fires, many of the very old buildings remained. The Advocate highlighted the deplorable conditions of this community, describing the buildings that remained like ghosts of a time long gone and the current attempts at business that paled in comparison. In bygone days, the retail trade was lively in this area, where, according to Maurice Greenidge, guest houses, veterinarians, and other businesses like the Black Cat Laundry Depot were located. Additionally, there were people like Thomas Edgell, Tina Herber, and Cecilia Wilson who resided and operated from that district. Unfortunately, in 1951, bush was reportedly growing on the walls of these buildings, buildings that had been the businesses and homes of a number of prominent Barbadians in the 1800s. The Advocate observed that while some trade was still being carried on there, it seemed to be limited mostly to the sale of citrus fruits like oranges and grapefruits, some coals, coconuts and bananas, and this with the majority of buildings only partially occupied. According to the Advocate, due to shabby structural conditions, some of the doors were kept permanently closed as the verandas were lost to disrepair, and using the doors could be dangerous to those living there and those in the street below should a fall occur. Still other buildings were totally inaccessible from the street and could only be reached from the back on neighboring alleys. Although business had dwindled to the proverbial shadow of its former self, the article observed that rum shops were thriving. There was a cook shop doing some business, as well as two social clubs. Additionally, the Advocate article mentioned that a tailor shop, a barber shop, and Gibbs Grocery, which was one of the biggest on the street, were also operating. The ruinous and unkempt state of the once vibrant, lively upscale area of Suttle Street Bridgetown told a sad story of the hardships that faced the people and communities of Barbados, especially in the 1950s, and was highlighted on this day, January 24th, 1951.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.